You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. During the first hour, we'll be talking to author, competitor, and business owner, Christine Horonic. She is one of the owners of Muscle Gauge Nutrition, about her new cookbook, One Meal at a Time. Then after that, I'm going to impart some wisdom on you. I think I've discovered one of the missing pieces of the whole paleo ancestral diet model that I've been experimenting with, and you're going to want to listen to that after the first hour. But let's get started. Welcome back to the show, Christine. How are you?
I'm doing well, Carl. How are you today?
Fantastic. Now, last time we spoke to you, you were just getting ready to do a competition, weren't you?
Yes, we were.
How did that all work out?
Well, for my first show, I qualified for nationals and got to go on the national stage in Atlanta last year, and actually coming off of a knee injury right now, so I've been haven't been training for the last 3 weeks, but seeing if I can get ready for nationals again this fall in Fort Lauderdale.
Now, I also know one of the other partners of the business, Muscle Gauge Nutrition, Osagie Osunde. He just competed on a national level, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He just did USA's in Vegas last weekend, and we're really proud of him. Very competitive show. I think there were about 50 men in his class for physique, just in his height class
alone. That's a big competitive field, isn't it?
That's a big show, yeah. And he got eighth in his class, and actually they were telling him he's a little bit too big for men's physique, and that he would probably be more of a better fit for bodybuilding. So it's an interesting thing as we're learning more sport and what the judges are looking for in the men's physique category.
You know, part of my frustration with the bodybuilding process today, and I don't know if, I mean, I can say this because I'm never going to step on a stage, and so I'll never be subjected to the wrath of an angry judge, but I don't think the judges know what they want. I got to be honest with you. I look at some of these competitions, like a bikini competition, or a physique, or even a figure competition, and I think to myself, what the hell were they looking for? I mean, clearly there's somebody on the stage that looks really amazing, but they don't do well. And I understand what they're looking for. The bikini competitors are supposed to have a softer look, more like a girl you'd see at the beach, but with an athletic tone to her, you know. And I understand that the guys' physique competitors are not supposed to look like bodybuilders. They're supposed to look like really athletic, well-built, well-defined guys. But I scratch my head and go, really? What were the judges thinking here?
Yeah, it is a bit subjective, and you know, you see people chasing their pro card for sometimes like 3 years or so, and it's just a matter of just staying persistent. And if you truly love the sport and enjoy competing, you know, eventually, you know, you do enough shows, you begin to learn what they're looking for, how to, you know, picking the right suits, the colors, the posing, being fuller, less full, all that good stuff. And especially after a show, it's always good to talk to a judge.
Yes.
And get some feedback specifically on what you need to improve.
I guess my attitude about it is, you know, I had two daughters that were figure skaters. We knew what a well-executed axel looked like, right? So the kids could learn to do an axel, and they'd perform the axel, and the judges would either give them credit for doing the axel, or if they missed it, not credit for doing the axel. It was one of these things where, well, you did the axel, but I didn't really like the way you did it, so I'm not going to mark you up for it. I mean, that's
exactly
the way I feel. That's how I feel bodybuilding is graded today. So
yeah.
Anyway, but that's just my own beef with it. So obviously, and like I said, I'm never going to get on stage, so any judge listening to me will never have a chance to take advantage of punishing me for my thoughts. So there you go. Okay, so you wrote a book, One Meal at a Time. I love the name of the book because, you know, we hear about these 12-step programs to help people kick alcoholism and drugs and stuff like that. Well, the path to finding health through nutrition happens not one day at a time, not one week at a time, not one month at a time, not even one year at a time. It's a smaller macro approach. It's actually one meal at a time. If you can just focus on getting each meal right, you don't have to worry about the days, the weeks, and the months because they all accumulate, don't they?
Agreed, absolutely. And a lot of people get overwhelmed once they're starting like a fitness training regimen or attempting to change their physique or do anything weight loss oriented. And what ends up happening is people just get very like overwhelmed by like, oh wow, this is going to take so long. How am I going to do this?
Right.
Like, I tell my clients, I tell people who ask me questions, like just focus one meal at a time. Don't even worry about tomorrow. Don't even worry about next week. Just focus on getting your next meal on point.
You know what? This is brilliant philosophy. And you know, sometimes, Christine, sometimes the simplest things in life possess the greatest power, right?
Absolutely.
So, like, absolutely. When I do heavy farmers walks, and I do them around my neighborhood, so I'm going for blocks as a rule, okay? Mm-hmm. When I do heavy farmers walks, I resist the urge to look out at the horizon. I resist the urge to look and go, oh my God, that corner is so far away and I got to get past that corner. Instead, I look down at my foot and I watch my feet one step at a time and I just focus on that piece of ground in front of me. And next thing I know, I'm at the corner. If I look at the corner, I become overwhelmed. I'm like, oh my God, I got to walk all the way over there. How am I going to do this? But when I look down, focus on this small little area that I'm in control of at the moment because I'm about to put my foot down on it, and then my next footstep and my next footstep, I can get to that corner with ease. This is kind of the same simplistic wisdom that you apply in this book, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it can be applied to nutrition. I mean, same with training. When you're at the gym, you're doing your squats, you're doing your bench, whatever you're doing, like one rep at a time. It's about like just staying focused on like on the moment and concentrating and not worrying about the past, not worrying about the future, and just using that to really zero in and focus in on exactly what you're trying to accomplish.
Now, let me ask you a question. I know that you not only compete, and you look amazing. I've never seen the before picture of you. It looks like you were a marathoner at one time, huh? Or a runner?
Yes. I did a track cross country through like high school, and throughout college, I spent a lot of time just very focused on academics. wasn't the most athletic person during
right.
those days,
but did you do a lot of distance running back then?
Yes. Yeah,
and interestingly enough, right? So most women would think this is counterintuitive, right? So interestingly enough, here you are crossing the finish line with your arms up in the air with success on your face. You look so much leaner and better today than when you were running long distances.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it blows my mind, especially like as a woman. Like people think that, you know, as women get older, you know, oh my goodness, I'm not young anymore. But it's quite the opposite. It's all about your training. And I mean, I feel like I look better now than I did when I was in college. So, and it's all about how I eat, the types of supplements I take, especially a lot of the great products that Muscle Gauge Nutrition makes, as well as how I work out.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to get into the book. We're talking with Christine Horonic. We're going to give you the website to get the book when we come back from the break. But also, don't forget, Muscle Gauge Nutrition is a sponsor of the show. And as I tell you all the time, I sell nothing. If you like the shows, if you like the things that we bring you, the content, it's all made possible by the sponsors. So patronize sponsors whenever possible. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Powerblock dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Powerblock barbells that turn your Powerblock dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Powerblock dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on Superhuman Radio. BCAAradio.com for a free brochure. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Christine Ronick about her new cookbook, One Meal at a Time. It's more than just a cookbook. It's a philosophy. Christine, there is a website that people can order the cookbook, correct?
Yes. The cookbook is available on Gage Girl Training, G-A-U-G-E, girltraining.com.
Okay. And obviously Gage Girl because you're a muscle gauge girl, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So let's talk about the cookbook. So you actually have things broken down as breakfast meals and different types of meals and so on. Why did you do it this way? Why did you break it down into individual meal times, if you will?
Well, one of my training philosophies, and it's a very common one with bodybuilding, is eating many meals throughout the day. And what I find as somebody who's training, as well as anyone who's just trying to live a clean, healthy lifestyle, is that it gets really old and it gets really boring really fast. I mean,
chicken and rice, and sweet potatoes.
Yeah, chicken, broccoli, and even protein shakes, taking like the same shake every day. Like it gets old. And Muscle Gauge Nutrition, one thing we pride ourselves in is making like a really great variety of flavors. We have cinnamon bun, Rocky Road ice cream sandwich, and you're still getting like the good clean macros, because when you are taking these products every single day, you need the variety. Like even for myself personally, I can't eat the same thing every day. Like I'll lose my mind. So I broke it down that way because I wanted to give people real ideas of real things that they can actually make, because a lot of people don't consider themselves good cooks. They don't want to be doing all kinds of crazy Martha Stewart stuff in the kitchen, but they want something simple, want something quick, and they want something that tastes good, that isn't just chicken and broccoli, but is still meeting their macronutrient requirements, as well as you know, something that just tastes good. I mean, who doesn't love food?
And yeah, no, absolutely.
One of the biggest sacrifices as a somebody who's training, like, there is a lot of things you need to say no to.
Now, you have these meal plans broken down into breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but obviously many people, I'm sure, including yourself, espouse eating 5 to 6 times a day. So would someone take, like, a lunch meal and have 2 of those a day, or would they be filling in with their protein shakes and their engineered nutrition in between these meals?
Yeah, for the most part, the engineered nutrition, like the shakes, meal replacers, are really good to be putting in for the intermittent meals. But the meals can also be duplicated based off of, you know, whatever the person's required macros are.
Right, and obviously time as well, because it takes
exactly
longer to prepare meals than it does to shake a bottle and drink it down. So it probably is advisable that if people are going to have 3 whole meals, whole food meals a day, that maybe they supplement with 2 to 3 engineered food meals a day to hit that 5 or 6. So tell me something about yourself, too, and this feeds into the book. When do you eat your first meal? How early in the morning are you eating your first meal?
Well, when I'm training, I do fasted cardio, and I typically do that at about 5:30, 6 a.m. So as soon as that's done, I will take my first meal. So let's say around like 6:30, 7 a.m., and then every 2 to 3 hours from there on out.
Yeah, okay. And in your particular instance, can I ask how many calories you're eating a day right now, for instance? I know you're not really training very much right now because of the injury, but, you know, if you were training, let's say that.
Yeah, it depends on, like, my specific weight loss goal. Like, I try to keep myself within in a shape so that I'm at least 6 weeks out at any point in time. So that means, to me, 6 weeks, that translates into about like 5 pounds. So if I were training right now, I would probably need to lose about 5 pounds before I'd step on a stage, and I would probably be in the 1,200 to 1,500 calorie a day range, and that would vary based on how much cardio I was doing in addition to what I'm eating. So if I would be doing cardio twice a day, I would allow myself to eat up to the 1,500 calories. And if I was doing cardio once a day, I'd be down to the 1,200 calories.
Now, do you subscribe to X amount of calories per pound of body weight? So, for instance, like some people say, if you want to lose body fat, 9 to 11 calories per pound of body weight. If you want to gain muscle and you're looking to bulk, somewhere around 15 to 18 calories per pound of body weight. Do you subscribe to any of those types of metrics?
Not so much. I mean, I look at it more in terms of body fat percentage. And because one thing that I find trips up a lot of competitors is just focusing so much on like a weight number when your physique can be having like substantial and significant changes based off of the changes in your body fat percentage. So sometimes you may not be losing any weight, but maybe looking dramatically different. So I don't go too hard off of the calories and trying to get to a specific like pound level. I mean, it's a good as a general principle, but I like to look more at how my body composition is changing.
Okay, so here's a question that I ask a lot of people when they talk about nutrition and dieting and bodybuilding and fitness in general, right? So if someone says, look, I'm 250 pounds, but I'm 30% body fat,
mm-hmm.
and I want to end up being 220 pounds but lean and muscular,
mm-hmm.
Do I calculate my 1 pound? I know the requisite amount of protein is 1 gram of protein per pound of
body weight. Yeah.
But do I use my current body weight, or do I use my target body weight of 225 pounds? So for my protein consumption.
Yeah, I base that off of current body weight.
Okay. So you would say you'd say if I was 300 pounds,
mm-hmm.
I would eat 300 grams of protein a day, mm-hmm. with my goal being down at 225 and lean.
Yes, that's how I do it.
Okay, okay, okay. So now let's talk about the book itself. So, what are some of your favorite meals that made it into? I have to believe all of these are your favorite meals, but I'm not sure of that. are they your favorite meals, or are they just some of them?
I have to say, when I have the time to sit down and actually prepare all of these out, especially the ones that I get to cook, I love cooking. I'd consider myself a foodie. absolutely. One of my favorites is the protein pancakes. It's a very simple recipe, and it's really hard to find, actually, a really good protein pancake recipe out there. There's so many on the internet, and I try to keep my recipes as simple as humanly possible, and it's a lifesaver when you're competing and you just want to feel like you're eating something that's like bread, because you just start having these cravings. Like when I'm competing, I start craving donuts. I don't even like donuts. I dream about nachos. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you want those bread products, those cereal products, right?
You really do. Like, your body just craves it in a crazy way. So the way the protein pancake recipe works, it uses like a scoop of the Muscle Geach pure isolate, some liquid egg whites, some oats, and that's it. And,
wow.
a little bit of almond milk. And you just blend it all together. It makes a very nice, big, huge, fluffy pancake, and you literally feel very satisfied after eating it. Like, you don't even feel like you're on like competition prep. It's just that good.
And it's even, it's 31 grams of protein and 31 grams of complex carbohydrates. So it's a
absolutely.
Really filling. I got to believe that fills you up.
Yeah, it's very filling. It's very satisfying. And, you know, you're set for your next 3 hours till you get to eat again.
Okay. So tell me about the detox shake. What is that about?
The detox protein shake, one ingredient that I've become a really big fan of is kale and the cleansing and detoxifying properties of kale. And I find that it actually blends very, very nicely into the Muscle Geach Nutrition Pure Isolate Protein Shakes. It's actually very bland tasting, but it gives you the extra fiber and, you know, vitamins and minerals from like a natural source, as well as it's a good source of the complex carbs. And it's very, very good. Like, I tell this is really good for, I tell this for clients, even if you're not necessarily training for a competition, this is a good type of shake to take. Let's say you were just, like, on vacation, you're eating, like, crap for days on end, you know, you get back home, you're trying to get back into it, you know, what should you start eating? And taking a shake like this for breakfast for, like, a week, you literally start feeling better. I had client started taking this for breakfast, and I just think the change in like the skin complexion, just energy level, it was just absolutely changed just by consuming the higher quality foods.
You know what we're going to do, Christine? We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about the cookbook, One Meal at a Time, with the author, Christine Ronick. Christine, just give the website one more time where people can get the book.
The book can be purchased at gagegirltraining.com, www.gagegirltraining.com.
And it's an ebook, right? They can download it immediately. And how much is it?
$12.99.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more. And don't forget to stay tuned later in the show. I'm going to share some wisdom with you. You're gonna love it. Stay tuned.
Getting drunk. Can you hit a drum?
Yo, Dre, why don't you pump it up some?
I pumped it up, so now what's up?
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD and neither should you.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
I like this mashup. Listen.
I'm going to change this. Let's stop for a second.
Okay, let's do it.
This is Franz Ferdinand and the Eurythmics. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Christine Aronik about her new book, One Meal at a Time. And it's easy to do a one meal at a time plan when you have a book like this where you can pick your meals out and you know what you're going to eat every day, because that's a critical part of success. I know a lot of people who fall off the wagon. They want to lose weight. They want to get healthy. They want to build muscle. They have these goals. The goals are based on nutritional interventions, but there's no planning. They don't plan, like, how am I going to eat today and tomorrow? They eat on the run, so they subject themselves to fast foods and less than desirable alternatives. And it takes planning to be successful with a nutritional regimen. And quite often planning comes from reading cookbooks. You know, if you get one recipe out of this book, you'll probably eat it for the next 5 years, because there's a rule of thumb I can share with you. The average person, whether they are a dedicated foodie like we are, ancestral diet people, whatever, eat 13 different things a week. That's it, 13.
That's interesting. I never heard that before.
Yeah, so if you buy a cookbook like this, for how much is it again?
$12.99.
And you get one meal out of it. It's worth the $12.99, because you're going to probably eat that meal at least three times a month. So, I mean, that's the way I look at it. I buy cookbooks all the time, because I'm always looking for one thing that I can add.
And yeah, and just to comment on what you're saying earlier about the planning, like my mother told me growing up, if you fail to plan, you can plan to fail. And planning is the most important part of staying on point nutrition-wise. It's everything. I mean, what I tell my clients and anyone who's competing or anyone who just wants to be healthy, pick a day. Saturday, Sunday, go to the grocery store and make a meal prep day. Like, that has to be like a dedicated effort to plan everything out. I mean,
yeah.
Some clients, I'll even have them take a picture of their fridge and show me that they actually prepared their meals, because if you're not doing the work and applying yourself in the kitchen, like, nothing else is going to be effective.
Well, and I'll tell you, I'll say something else that I bet you'll echo when I say it. You only need to work on your plan for about 2 weeks, and after that it becomes second nature. You already know how much of this to put and what you're eating for that meal and what to buy at the grocery store. It just is that initial 2 week period of getting it down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it's just applying yourself. I mean, going to the store, cooking, putting some stuff in some Tupperware, it's not hard.
Like, right.
Now, like, going to the gym, getting up early, the daily grind, that's hard. But, you know, just go ahead and prep. I mean, that's how it's done.
Okay. Now, I want to talk about something else. This is something I have not seen in anybody else's cookbook. You've got sushi in here.
Yes.
I love making sushi. In fact, when I had young children, I bought Kokoho rose rice, and I bought salmon, and I bought a rice cooker, and I bought those little bamboo sushi rollers. And one night, I brought all that stuff home, and I said to the kids, we're all going to make our own sushi roll. It was the most fun in the world.
Yeah, no, sushi is a lot of fun. It's a little bit complicated to make on your own. I intentionally added this in here because there are those days where you just get so busy and stuff happens. Like, we're all human, like, life. And you can get a sushi takeout lunch anywhere. I mean,
yeah.
You can get it at the grocery store. You can, you know, just order it from a restaurant. And if you want to, like, stay clean and on point and just wanted to give people an idea of something specific that they can order and, you know, still feel confident that they're on point with their meal plan.
But the interesting thing about this is that you specify that when they buy this sushi roll for takeout, that they specifically ask for the brown rice version as opposed to the white rice version, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, is it that important? Is there really that big of a difference between white rice and brown rice, you think?
I think it is. I do. I mean, I think that if you give an A-plus effort in your nutrition, you will get A-plus results.
Right. And obviously, after sticking to the program, many people work cheat meals into their plan. But you've got something in here that looks like a cheat meal, but I have a feeling it's not. Cinnamon chocolate donuts made with micellar casein protein. Talk about that.
I actually, that's funny you just mentioned this. I had this for breakfast today. these are amazing. A lot of people aren't aware of the benefits of micellar casein, and Muscle Beach Nutrition has a product called micellar casein. It is a slow-digest protein. A lot of bodybuilders and people trying to gain muscle take this product at night, but what a lot of people may not know is that the benefits of this protein digesting slower over time keeps you fuller longer. So you can actually have 3 of these donuts for breakfast. Like, they taste amazing. They're gluten-free. I have some coconut flour in there using the Muscle Beach micellar casein and vanilla bean flavor. And you can enjoy 3 donuts for breakfast for a total of, you're under 300 calories, getting 30 grams of protein, about 15 grams of carbs. It tastes awesome. And
well, I'll tell you something I really like about the micellar casein that you guys have. When making products, when making meals or like this, pancakes even, I use your micellar casein in pancakes because it ends up creating a thicker end result product than, say, a whey protein does. Do you notice that also?
Yes, it does. And it also, another nice property of micellar is, if you notice when you do mix it and it gets very, very thick, it binds water.
Yeah.
And for baking with micellar casein specifically, it tends to have more, like, the products are more moist.
Right.
As opposed to the whey-based products. Not that you can't bake with whey and make amazing, delicious recipes, but I like to experiment with a lot of the different proteins and just, like, present options to people of different things you can do with the products and ingredients that Muscle Gauge offers.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I like also one of the dishes that you have for breakfast sandwich, the egg white and salmon breakfast sandwich. Did you come up with that on your own? It looks really, really delicious.
Yeah, I actually, I'm a big fan of smoked salmon.
Yeah,
however,
me too.
It does tend to be pretty high in sodium, though, but
right.
I've got the portion down to 1 ounce of exactly how much you can have, and still, like, feel like you're enjoying, like, real brunch type foods, and just have it tailored so that way it will still meet the macros, but still giving you the feeling of having like a salmon type sandwich.
Yeah, but I gotta tell you something about sodium. I mean, we've been talking about sodium on the show for the past few months. People are way too afraid of sodium unnecessarily, especially if you're a hard training athlete. You lose 600 times more sodium than its counterpart, magnesium, when you sweat. And so people who are hard training and then on top of that they avoid sodium, they're setting themselves up for some real problems in performance and in the way water through osmosis migrates to different parts of the body. Don't be afraid of sodium if you're training hard, because you're losing it in your sweat.
No, that's a very good point. Like for me personally, I have a salt tooth, so
yeah.
I could just load it on, and I need to personally watch it. But you do have a very solid point there.
How do you make a protein? I mean, a potato high protein. How do you do that?
You're looking at the lunch recipe. I found just did some research on different types of cheeses, and specifically, I found a really good cottage cheese, which was a 1% and a no salt added, as well as a low-fat shredded cheddar cheese. And cottage cheese, as everybody knows, is a very excellent source of protein, but it's very perplexing trying to select the appropriate cottage cheese at the grocery store. I mean, I found there's dozens of different grades that you can get, but the best one I found was a 1% fat, no salt added. And it's just a very nice source of protein. And I have a regular potato in this recipe, but I've done this recipe as well with sweet potatoes. It's absolutely amazing. It's so simple. As far as prep, you can literally just toss a sweet potato in your lunch bag and just bring the actual ingredients. A lot of times, like, I'll just bring the actual ingredients and put them in my lunch box. And, you know, all you have to do is just microwave it and just load the potato. It's very simple.
Christine, give the website again while we go into this break.
At gaugegirltraining.com, G-A-U-G-E, girltraining.com.
You know what? Do the donuts really taste like real donuts to you?
Yes, they do. Like, I'm not just saying that. Like, I mean, I could take a picture of the Tupperware of donuts I have right next to me right now. They taste amazing. One ingredient that I do use, I'm not going to lie, that helps out is I use Walden Farms chocolate syrup. It's calorie-free. Great, mm-hmm. great products from that company. But, that combined with the muscle protein flavors, it tastes great.
Okay, let's take a quick commercial break. GaugeGirlTraining.com. Go there. Check out the One Meal at a Time cookbook. We'll be right back with Christine Hronik.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. I trained legs today after a 39-hour fast, and I trained as hard as I always do. I want to, that's part of the discussion we're going to have after this interview is over. You're going to want to listen to this. I promise you it's very interesting. I've been discussing some concepts with Dr. Milind Watvi. You know him. He was on the show. We talked about his book, Darwinian Perspective on Diabetes and Obesity. It sparked this exercise in metabolic flexibility that I have just performed on myself. My 55-year-old carcass did not drop dead this morning. That's something to be said right there. Okay, Christine Hronik, we're talking about her book, One Meal at a Time. Let's talk about some dinner items. You know what sounds really good to me, Christine? Greek yogurt tuna salad. Is that one of your favorites by any chance?
Yes, it's definitely one of my favorites. Specifically because of its simplicity, it is probably one of the fastest meals like that you can make on this in the entire book. It's just very simple: can of tuna, some cucumbers, and I've become a very big fan of non-fat plain Greek yogurt. Mm-hmm. It's an excellent source of protein.
Do you like a particular brand, like Fage or Oikos or something like that?
Nah, it's all pretty much the same to me.
Okay.
I shop at Trader Joe's and whatnot. But yeah, it's just very simple and straightforward. Dijon mustard powder, that's like my new favorite secret ingredient. And what I'm finding is that, trying to get like healthy and fit doesn't mean you need to be sentenced to a life of bland and flavorless foods.
Right.
That's one of the main things that at Muscle Gauge that we really focus on with our products is making sure that they taste good. And if people have not heard of the Muscle Gauge Nutrition brand before, one thing that gets customers hooked right away is the fact that our products taste so good. And if it doesn't taste good, like you're not going to eat it, you're not going to stick to it. And that's one of like the keys to like our line of like different protein flavors.
I'm a big fan of the Micellar casein. I use it with regularity.
Yeah.
I like it.
I
like casein from time to time as opposed to whey for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And Elisa likes to cook with the Micellar casein.
Yeah, we have vanilla bean, chocolate frosting. I mean, these are phenomenal tasting products. And with Muscle Gauge, that's where we differentiate ourselves with the competition. Because if it doesn't taste good, you're not going to consume it. You're not going to stick to your plan. And ultimately, at one point in time, everyone has tried to get on some kind of program and ultimately have fallen off because they set unsustainable, unrealistic goals and big changes in flashing calories, flashing foods, restricting foods, and what ends up happening is, you know, you're going to fall off. So it has to be real foods that you can adapt into your real routine.
You know what I love? I'm a huge fan of anchovies, and you use anchovy paste in the Greek yogurt tuna salad. I love anchovies. The other thing I like in the salad is the fact that you use sliced up cucumbers, which has to give... The Greek yogurt combined with the cucumbers has to almost give it like a tzatziki sauce type of a taste, does it?
Yeah, it really does. It's that combination of ingredients. I came across upon it. I don't even like mustard typically. Like if I'd be eating, I don't even keep it in my fridge. But I'm a huge fan of this mustard powder. I use it all the time now with this combination of flavors and ingredients.
Baked turkey, and let me ask you this question before I go on to mm-hmm. things that I think are really interesting. Do you have a favorite dinner meal on the dinner menu list?
The baked turkey egg rolls.
Yeah, I was just going to get, I thought those are, you know what? I'm a huge fan of like egg rolls and spring rolls, but I don't eat them anymore because you don't know what's in them. And I've never known how to make them, and now they're here in this recipe book, and I'm actually going to take a shot at these this weekend, I got to tell you.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. I'm actually half Filipino and was brought up eating a lot of Filipino cuisine, and one thing that I grew up eating, which was like a comfort food, is something called lumpia, mm-hmm. and it's like a Filipino egg roll, and
yeah.
it's almost like a healthy makeover of that food, which is just, was like a comfort food for me growing up, and it makes me really happy that I can eat something similar on contest prep and, still be satisfied.
You know what's interesting? Talking about the Filipino menu, the Filipino people make something that's almost like lasagna. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's got a red sauce to it, but it has like cinnamon in it or something like that. I had a friend in Chicago that was Filipino, and I've been to his house a couple times, and his wife made it one time, and it was really, really good. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there's a lot of like rice cake type recipes, and there's something called halo halo. I'm not sure of what that is specifically. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I know how to say hello in Filipino. Kumusta kayo?
There you go.
Have you ever heard that before?
Yeah, that's actually how are you.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
How are you? That's more important than saying hello. How are you? Kumusta kayo?
Yeah, definitely.
And you know what's funny? The Italians say kumusta, like how are you? We say the same thing.
Yeah, and it's similar like Spanish. It's como esta.
Well, when you look at the Filipino people, they had a huge influence from the Spaniards. I mean, you know, like look at Corazon Aquino. Corazon means heart. And a lot
yep.
of Filipino people have names that are typically Spanish or even Italian.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah,
they were settled by the Spaniards.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, okay, so how long has the book been out?
Actually, it just been launched yesterday.
Wow. So there you go. So people can go to gagegirltraining.com and pick up a copy of the book for $12.95, you said?
Yeah, $12.99.
And I'm telling you something. There's two recipes in here that are worth the money of the book right there. And those of you who are personal trainers, get this book, try a couple of the recipes, and then teach your clients. You don't even have to tell them about Christine. You just act like you came up with it. That's all.
Yeah, absolutely. And I highly recommend coupling the book with some Muscle Geek Nutrition Protein products. And I believe we have a promo code through the Superhuman Radio for buying Muscle Gauge products at mgnstore.com
yeah.
that also can be made using Muscle Gauge ingredients for some of these recipes.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I always say this, Muscle Gauge Nutrition is a sponsor. They've been a sponsor for a couple years now. And, always patronize the sponsors whenever possible because they make the show possible. And Muscle Gauge is a good sponsor. So, Christine, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks, Carl. Take care.
And tell Osagie congratulations. And tell Rob, I'm waiting to hear about him stepping on stage. When's that going to happen?
We're actually I'm getting him on a meal plan starting next week. So we're going to give him some clean bulking, and time will tell.
Get him on a meal plan and get him on stage. I want to interview him next. I want to have him on the
we
show.
Will.
Okay. Tell him.
Sounds good.
Tell him the challenge, the gauntlet has been thrown. The challenge on Super Radio is here now.
Well, I've done it. Osagie's done it. He's got to do it now.
That's it. All right, listen, take care, Christine.
Take care. Bye now.
All right, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to share some information. I want to talk to you about this 39-hour fast. You know, I've been a big fan of intermittent fasting. I'm experimenting with longer fasts. I have a theory. I've been checking my theory with some people who are smarter than I am. And it looks like in my dumbness, I may have stumbled onto something that may be one of the missing pieces of the paleo ancestral model. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on Superhuman Radio.com.
www.orbitnutrition.com for a free brochure.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University Add 1 inch to Your Upper Arms course and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin Secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Okay, where do I start? So, you know, I'm a fan of intermittent fasting. I've been experimenting with fasting for a long time. That's no mystery. I love training fasted. So I started communicating with Dr. Melind Watfi. He is the author of Dove's Diplomats and Diabetes, a Darwinian look at diabetes and obesity. And we did a show that people are still talking about today, ironically. And so I had this thought, right? When we look at the paleo model, we know what foods our ancestors were eating. But I think the condition in which they ate these foods has, at least according to Dr. Watfi's research, has played a role in how these foods affect us biologically. So recently in a discussion with Adele Musa and I via email, we talked about timed meals, which is a result of the Industrial Revolution. You know, you have breakfast, you have lunch at 12 o'clock, you have dinner at 5. Timed meals actually cause the body to react differently. Two groups of rats, one received meals randomly, one received meals at specific times. Both groups received the same exact calorie levels of meals. Yet the ones that received the timed meals had a higher insulin response and higher fat production. And so we look at the current model of our society where, well, you have breakfast at, you know, 9, and then you have lunch at 12, and you eat dinner at 5, and you have these timed meals, and we look at that as part of the obesogenic prescription. So then I started thinking about fasting. I thought, well, our ancestors fasted because that's the way it was. Dr. Watfi talks about the fact that the food you eat reacts differently in your body if you're eating that food without actually having an aggressive moment beforehand. And that's because our ancestors, our Paleolithic ancestors, our prehistoric ancestors, they had to go out and search for food. And we know that there are actually peptides in the brain that are stimulated by hunger that suppress the peptides in the brain that stimulate fear. Because you have to remember, back in the day, it was scary out there. Let's go back for a second. Because going out and looking for food meant you may get killed. An animal may make you its meal. So you didn't want to go out for food until you absolutely had to. And as a result, evolution provided that these peptides that stimulated by hunger suppress the peptides for fear. So you go, hey, I'm hungry. I may have to dodge a lion, but I've got to go out and get food now. And so when I started thinking about this in the context of what I can do now in life the way it is currently to stimulate some of these same conditions, I started to think about fasting, right? Our ancestors most likely fasted at night, woke up in the morning, were driven by hunger to go and search for food, and had their first meal. They didn't get up and have food sitting by. And if they did, it was what? Tubers and nuts. It wasn't anything that was really going to fill them up. They didn't have a refrigerator to go to and grab breakfast. They had to start their journey in finding food. So this is when my fasted training started to enlighten me. Then I started thinking about hunger in general. We have a peptide available to us called GHRP2, and it's used to stimulate growth hormone production. But we also know that it does something else. If you take about 375 micrograms in one dose, it stimulates ravenous, ravenous hunger. And clearly, this plays into this evolutionary model. Ravenous hunger means those peptides that suppress fear are there, and we are ready to feed now. And that's the critical thing here that we're missing in the paleo model. We know what foods to eat, but when to eat them is the critical thing that we're talking about now. We have to be ready to feed in order for the food to do what it's intended to do. Okay, so I thought, you know what I'm going to try experimenting with? I'm going to start fasting longer. I'm going to start fasting 17 and 20 hours. And this last fast I did for 39 hours and trained legs today. Immediately after training legs, I took a 375 microgram injection of GHRP2. And that ravenous hunger developed. Of which time I had planned on eating 3,000 calories, but I was only able to eat, hold on, I'll tell you, 2,462 calories because I forgot some of my food at home. Because think about this. Our ancestors, after braving this dangerous environment to find food, didn't go, you know what? I think I'll have a portion control meal now. I'll come back at noon and have a portion control meal, and then I'll come back at dinner time and have another portion control meal. No, they ate past being satisfied because this may be the only opportunity they're going to see food for days or at least for today. They didn't say, hey, you know, let's take some of this back and we'll just eat on it later. Sometimes they had to eat everything that they could right there and then. So I said, you know, I'm going to try this as an experiment, and I've actually been experimenting with this for some time now. I've been fasted training, GHRP2 immediately after training, ravenous hunger, and eating 1,500 to 2,000 calories. Now I've done it with even a longer training session. But here's what I've discovered. I am getting leaner. I continue to be strong, and I am growing muscle. So I emailed Dr. Watfi. I says, am I crazy? Is this really happening? I explained exactly what I was doing, and he says it makes perfect sense. I even talked to Adel Moussa about it, and Adel, in his scientific wisdom, said This is not surprising. It's really basic physiology. So what I have done is I have created the ancestral model for eating, not just the paleo food to eat, but the ancestral model. Here's how the ancestral model works. They got hungry. They decided that they were so hungry they couldn't last any longer, so they decided to go out and brave the jungle to find food. Then they maybe had a wrestle, fight, pull, drag, strain against, aggressively get food, and then they ate as much as they could at that moment without thinking about, let me save some for later. This is the way our ancestors ate. Now, I am experimenting with this, and I am seeing dramatic changes in my physiology. I'd love to see other people out there experiment with this. I do eat again later in the day, but nothing compared to this 2,500 to 3,000 calorie meal that I eat post-workout. Nothing. And I predict that this is the way our ancestors ate as well. And according to Dr. Watfi, this is the way we should eat if we want to reverse the diabetes epidemic. The role of aggression, the role of straining, the role of struggling, the role of getting so hungry that metabolic changes occur in the body so that when the food is ingested, it becomes muscle. Now, he did warn me of one thing, interestingly. He said, but be careful. He says, don't injure yourself. If you injure a joint or a muscle, then the landscape of insulin will be turned topsy-turvy, and you will not see the results that you're looking for. I have no idea why that is. I'm sure if Adele Musa is listening in Munster, Germany today, that he'll probably find research that provokes this idea even more so. But he warned me against injuring myself, because then this will not work any longer. But it's working for me now. So when those out there are talking about the paleo movement, we need to start or stop ignoring the fact that our paleo ancestors didn't have refrigerators and didn't eat 5 to 6 times a day. Generally, as a rule, I'm willing to bet, and again, I'm not an anthropologist and I'm not educated and I don't have any sort of letters after my name. So this is all critical thinking at work here. But I'm willing to bet they probably ate one really, really, really big meal through the day if they were lucky. And then the rest of it was just maybe mild grazing. And the journey began every day with morning hunger. And as hunger grew, their ability to brave the dangers grew, and they went out and fought, found food, and then they ate as much of it as they could in that one sitting. So this is my new work. This is my new mantra. I'm going to continue to experiment with it, and I would really love to get feedback from those of you out there, what you think of what I'm talking about, and also if you'd be interested in helping me by experimenting with it yourself. Okay, I want to thank Christine Hronik for coming on today and talking about her new book. You can get a copy of the book at gagegirltraining.com for $12.99. It really is a good book. There's quite a few good recipes in there. You can check them out. And tomorrow's Friday, so we'll be joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo tomorrow for Casual Friday. Don't miss that. Thanks for listening. We'll see you then.
Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.